What's the halacha in regards to bracha on dochen? So we saw on orez, excuse me. Is orez a bracha of a bar nefashos, or a bracha of shahakol, or is a bracha on orez a borei mine mezonos? Most Rishonim learned that the bracha on orez is going to be a borei mine mezonos. That's how most Rishonim learned. However, the Baal Halachos Gedolos said not that way. Who can tell me why the Baal Halachos Gedolos said that the halacha is that when it comes to orez, the bracha is not going to be a mezonos, but is rather going to be a shahakol? He connected it back. I want you to show me how it connected to the words of the Gemara itself. Yes, Aaron?
He says it's a shahako because at the end it says Tiyofta
the Rabbin. Oh, so he says, let's see it in the words of the Rajva, that at the end of the day it says Tiyofta the Rabbin Shmuel. So when our Gemara says that we've rejected Rabbin Shmuel, what's our Gemara doing when it's saying we reject Rabbin Shmuel? What we're doing is we're saying that they are entirely rejected. Rabbin Shmuel are entirely rejected. And for that reason, the halacha says that when it comes to the bracha, there we reject Rav and Shmuel on both fronts. And that is, Rav and Shmuel had said that the bracha on the Dalet Minim, on the Hey Minim, what's the bracha? The bracha is going to be that they said it's only on the five Minim and not Orez and Dochen. Now, do we accept this position of Rav and Shmuel? Or do we not accept this position of Rav and Shmuel? So here the Bahag analyzes in the following way. The Bahag says like this: if our Gemara said to Yufta Rav and Shmuel, so then what our Gemara is doing is our Gemara is saying that we reject Rav and Shmuel in regards to the bracha on Orez, and we get a mezonos. Now, is that true? Halacha lemaisa? Do we reject their position? So he points out that there are many brises that say that we accept them. And that's true how we paskin as well. And that is kol sheyesh bo mechamishas mine dagon. The halacha is that you make a mezonos. If that's so says the halachas gedolos, once we end up paskin, we become Rav and Shmuel. When it comes to what? When it comes to kol sheyesh bo, so then when it comes to orez as well, we're going to end up passing like them. And therefore, Rabbo said, what's the bracha going to be when it comes to orez? The bracha is going to be a shahakol. The bracha is going to be a shahakol. Because if we passing like Rav and Shmuel and kol sheyesh bo, so then we're passing on like Rav and Shmuel as well when it comes to orez. Before we go on, does anybody need any clarification with that? Yes, A.B.
Yeah, when the Gemara made the diuk on Kol Shelu, was that the Gemara making the diuk, or was that Rav and Shmuel themselves explaining why they said Kol Shelu?
That was the Gemara explaining that.
Because when I learned this with Rabbi Yaakov said we're not necessarily rejecting Kol Shelu, rather we're rejecting the diuk that was made from it. So we're implying that maybe there's something else.
Well, what are you implying?
Yeah, I didn't understand.
So you got to understand it before you say it. Yes, Aaron.
But you're saying that the Bahad says Shahakal, but Lav Davka, the Bahad says Shahakal. He says it's not Brahim and Amazonos. Where's Rebbe coming from?
Very good. Okay, excellent point. So that gets back to yesterday's discussion.
Says he holds
yesterday's discussion of whether it has a shame free or not. So I was going with the explanation that we went with the Magen Avraham that it's not going to get a full fledged Hadama for the reasons that the Magen Avraham said.
That was only on
the same question, the same issue. The Chura is the same issue. Now, Rabosai, the Rajba asks a bomb question on the Halachos Gedolos. Let's take a look and see the bomb question that he asks. I'm sorry, Yaakov, because it's a little bit late, the streamline, and please, on Shabbos, Hashem, even in question and answers on Friday night, you have all the right to ask me what's chat, but I want to at least finish the sugi here so that everybody has a full Havana. So the Rajba comes along, and the Rajba asks a bond question on the Halachos Gedolos. And his question is the following. Vitzarech iyun. You know what? Let's read the whole paragraph again. Make sure we have everything inside. Vitamahani. It's a wonder, he says. Al-Masha Reisi V'Perish HaGon Rav Hai. שאמר משמי דרב יהודה גונד, אף אגב דתוסם רב שמואל, קיים לא קיבסאיו, מהוד רב כהן רב יוסף. What's he referring to when he says רב כהן רב יוסף? רב כהן said, מקוט! Hold on to Rav and Shmuel, because we pass in this way. And every posik you look at will say that we pass in Kol Sheyesh Bo. As well as to Rehita de Mechusa, you don't have to worry about that, right? V'chein kosev gam ha-rab ba-alachos, who posak ba-oreis, de-lo mevarchin ole'a mermin izonos. That we don't make the mermin izonos. Miha de Rav and Shmuel. Because we do pass in like Rav and Shmuel. Even though our Gemara said to Yufta, we don't accept that to Yufta. It's one of those cases where the Gemara rejects, but ultimately we accept. Umidikai Rav Kahana Rav Yosef Kavasei, and we see that we follow Rav Kahana Rav Yosef, so therefore we accept Rav and Shmuel. And if we accept Rav and Shmuel, what Rav and Shmuel say in regards to the bracha on Oreis? They said, Oshahakol B'Pashtas, leaving aside Aaron's question. But it's not a Mizonos. That's the most important part. It's not a Mizonos. Vitzarechiyun. Now you're going to tell me what's the Rajba's kasha. Vitzarechiyun. Dalo shaychadod ikid amrim. What's he asking? Bechura, at first glance, the Bahag is 100% right. What does he mean? Vitzarechiyun dalo shaychadod. What's he saying? What's the Rajba's kasha on the halachas gedolos? What's the kasha? Yes, Avi?
The kasha is there a middle ground? When you say you hold like somebody, are you holding by them completely, which the Bala Alachos Gedolos seems to imply that you hold by them completely, or is there a middle ground where you don't have to take everything they say, you're taking only, whereas the Rashba wants to take Kol Sheyesh Bo and abandon Kol Shehu?
The Rashba is asking much stronger than you, Avi. The Rashba is not saying, let's take a middle ground. Because then the Halachas Gedolos would have the high ground. That's not what his kasha is. We should take the middle ground. That's not the kasha. The kasha is much stronger. Much stronger. Yes, Daniel?
Maybe the diyuk isn't sharp to what we actually said. It's not sharp to do it.
Why is it not a diyuk? We don't pass like this Maskanas HaGemara. We follow Rav and Shmuel. What's his kasha? It's Arachim Dalo Sharifi Adodi. Maybe I shouldn't say sharing this. We should wait to give you to work on it on Shabbos. Yes, Michal?
How is it? What's the shayfas to say that if we paskin like Kol Sheyesh Bo, then you're paskining like them in culture?
Okay, so he's saying like this. He's saying there are two issues in our sugya. One is the diuk from the of Kol Sheyesh Bo, and the other is Kol Shehu. Help me out over here, Avi. Still, this just because you didn't get the Raja doesn't mean you don't know the Gemara cult. So help me out over here. What's the diuk that we make from Kol Sheyesh Bo?
The diuk that we make from Kol Sheyesh Bo is that in a taruvus, then you would still say a mizonos.
Very good. That if it has a taruvus, then you get a mizonos. What's the diuk that we make from Kol Shehu?
That if rice and
rice by itself,
rice by itself, you would have thought was a mizonos without Kol Shehu.
And the chiddush is
Milan, that you do not make
good,
a mizonos
beautiful.
When it's in its
beautiful. Menu. We should all have kinas sofrim from Avi, how clear he has the Gemara. Beautiful. So that I have kinas sofrim. So that the Gemara is saying like this. The Gemara is saying two different things that we learned. Once Kol Sheyesh Bo is that if it has something inside, then the halacha is that it gets a mizonos. Kol Shehu is coming to us that only these five things and not oris. Asks the Rajba like this. The Rajba asks, so you could accept one part of Rav Shmuel and reject the other part. We could accept Rav Shmuel saying that when you have a taruvus, it gets a mizonos, but reject the idea that comes from a different expression of Rav Shmuel, and that is Kol Shehu, and that is that Oris and Dochen don't get a mizonos. In other words, there are two different teachings of Rav Shmuel. One teaching is that a taruvus gets a mizonos. That's one teaching. And the other teaching is that orez gets a shahakol. We could accept one without rejecting the other. But the Bahag ran the two together. The Bahag was like, it seems like the sloppy Talmud. He seems like the guy who said, oh, if we don't pass like Rav Shmuel, so he took Rav Shmuel out of the Gemara. But the Rav Shmuel are part and parcel of the Gemara. They're fine in the Gemara. And you could accept half of them. And that's what the Rajba means when he asks, what's lo shaykh yadadi? The halacha of Orez getting a shackle comes from Kol Shehu. The halacha of following the flower comes from Kol Sheyesh Bo. That's the kasha of the Rashba. On both sides, a bomb kasha. Especially when you have the Gemara as clear as Avi presented it, the Rashba's point is so obvious, it's hard to imagine how the halachas gedolos even read the Gemara. Now you're going to see, I predict, the difference between when you prepare Chazar Shir, when you don't prepare Chazar Shir. I suspect that because Ben had to say Chazar Shir, he doesn't always get it. But I think he's going to know the direction I'm going to go. I could be wrong. Sorry for the pressure over here. But when you do, this is the difference. This is why Chazar Shir is so important. When you reach a certain stage, because a certain clarity that you get when you say Chazara that you don't get, that you don't always get. Yeah, what do you want to say, Ben?
I just want a clarification.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say something good. Yeah, go ahead. Clarification is important also. Go ahead. Yeah? Go ahead.
Why does Bahá'í have to differentiate? You say he has to differentiate.
He doesn't have to, but Lachura the Bracha is saying two different, the Gemara is saying two different things. One is the Diuk from Kol Sheyesh Bo, the other is from Kol Shehu.
Whereas the Rashi differentiates, he says Kol Shehu, the Diuk is, he's
right. While you, now Yaakov, I'm willing to take your question also, because now I want to let the guys think about it. I want to see if anybody comes up with anything. Ben, I thought based on Chazar Shir, you'd be able to come up with, pull something out of your hat. Yeah, what were you bothered by? I'm not really bothered. Like, in the words?
Yeah.
Okay. Here he says like this. The Afal Gav, the Itosef, Rabbi Shmuel, Kaimolon Tavasei, and here's a critical line. Upasak Ba'orez, the Lo Mevarchin Alea Bar Minim Zos. That's the critical line. The Bahag says that you don't make a bar mitzvah. That's where you see it in the words. Good, Yaakov. Good question. All right, Josh. Go for it.
I think we see from our
Josh
Gemara.
Josh, three. Yeah, go ahead.
I think we see from our Gemara that Kol Shehu and Kol Sheyesh Bo are interconnected. Because we say, we have a Havami, then Kamash Malan, we learn Kol Shehu, they need each other.
Well, so they need each... No, they don't need each other. I would disagree with you. I would say... that they teach us two different halachos, but where do you see in the Gemara they need each other? I don't see anything about them needing each other. Where do you see that they need each other? Where do you see they... Exactly, you're heading in the right direction. You want to say they complement each other. That one can't live without the other. Where do you see that one can't live without the other? Why can't it be that we accept Rav and Shmuel in one direction, but we don't accept them in the other direction? Why can't we say that? Why can't we say that? Yes, A.B.?
The reason we can't say it is because by throwing out the diuk of Kol Shehu, then there's nothing wrong with having just Kol Shehu.
You're saying the opposite.
No, I'm saying Kol
Shehu, so you throw out one and you have the other. Why do the two need each other? Where do you see that?
You're asking where, okay, so...
That, the Raja's question is exactly what you're saying. So the two are separate.
I would think that, like, Tosvos...
Oh, Amy, you have it clear in your mind what you're saying?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So we ended up, as it seems, throwing out Dohan. So maybe we needed Kol Shehu to teach that Dohan would not get a Mizonos when it's outside of the Tarovas, when it's in its pure form.
How have you answered the question?
Because maybe they do need each other just for the purposes of Dohan and not Orez.
How does that answer the question?
Because we said at the end of the day, Orez is going to get the Mizonos, right? But Dohan, being that the Gemara abandoned
no,
him along the
Bahag
way...
No, the Bahag says that gets a Shahako. Everything gets a Shahako.
Oh, so, okay, fine, so that's
fine. He's saying everything's getting a Shahako. Right. One more try. Yes, Aaron?
In the beginning of the Gemara, we said the Havamina was that if we only have Kol Sheyesh Bo, then we're not gonna say Brahmi name and Mizonos on Orez. So then Kamash Man Kol Shehu. But if we only tiyuf to Kol Shehu, then we're just left with Kol Sheyesh Bo, which then leaves us with the same Havamina. Then Orez and Dochein must get Mizonos then, which other people say Dochein doesn't. So when it says Tiyufta Derab and Shmuel, it must be going on the whole thing since the beginning of the Havamina, you were saying that they were connected to each other.
Okay, where do we see that they're both, that the two are connected to each other?
In the Havamina, we see
it. Explain what you see in the Havamina. Explain what you see in the Havamina that makes them connected to each other.
I mean, someone whispered a word, I'll just say it. Sricha.
No, not a word. I want you to be... No, I want to understand Svara. Why are the two connected? Who are their two separate things? Who are their two distinct things?
Because... Come back to me.
Who are their two distinct things? Where do you see that in the Havamina? Okay, Rabosa, here we go. I said it was the last chance, and then I want to get the parasha. Here we go. You bang, I gave you the shot. Okay, all right. So you're on the second try. He's okay with getting his own offensive rebound. Okay. So here, you cheated.
Footnote. Is that cheating?
And which footnote? Is it footnote in the Rashi?
Yeah, I can't tell if it's cheating.
No, that's not cheating. As long as you spend time first reading there. They said the Sea of Canaan, that's fine. It has an answer. Okay, Rabosa, she was correct. Okay, with the offensive rebound. So here we go. So Rabosa, like this. It goes like this. Rabosa, you tell me. Kol sheyesh ba mechamishas mine dogam. What does that say about the mechayev mizonos? Ben's chakira of the week. If you were at Chazar Ashir today, Ben's chakira of the week was what? His chakira was, what's the mechayev of mizonos? Is the mechayev of mizonos the fact that you're satiated, or is it the fact that it has chashivus inside? Correct? That was the chakira of the week. I'm not going to say Chazar Ashir now. He said. Now, how do we come out as far as that question is concerned? If you say kol sheyesh bo, does that mean that you're satiated? What was the example we gave yesterday? Soup with a little bit of pasta. What's the halacha if you have soup and a little bit of, and it had taste of pasta put inside of it? Get some mizonos. Does it satiate you? No. You could have actually have eaten not a single noodle, and you'll still make a mizonos. Could be that's halacha l'maisa even. If that's so, so what's kol sheyesh bo? Tell us that the mechayev of mizonos is not what, hudi? It's not the satiation, it's the min itself, the chashivos, right? That's what is the mechayev. You hear, Yankiv? You hear what I'm saying? Oh, if that's so, how do we paskin in the chakira? What's the mechayev of mizonos? You tell me. Chashivos. Because kol sheyesh bo, right? Now all this is dependent on whether you did a decent chazar. If you did a decent chazar, then this should be understandable. However, if that's so, if we pass and it's chashivos, so what bracha should you make on Oren Zadochen? Does it have a shame dogma? No, it should be a shahako. Now I understand the halachas gedolos, mamish misameach. It is totally ba'adah, the halachas gedolos. We'll turn back to the Rashba. The Rashba was right structurally, but he wasn't correct svara-wise. He wasn't correct conceptually. The two are directly connected to each other. Why are they directly connected to each other? Because if you understand that the psak of kol sheyesh bo is telling us that's not dependent on zan, but it's dependent on min, so then which min is chashav? Only the five minei dagan, not orez. And then the question is going to become the exact opposite. Who's going to be the elegant shita? It wasn't the Baal Lachas Gedolos was clumsy. The Baal Lachas Gedolos was mamish londish. It was beautiful to the point that it's harder to understand the Rashba. It's harder to understand the Rashba. The Rashba becomes harder to understand. Why? Because the Rashba is saying what? The Rashba is saying, oh, the two are not connected. Lechura, they are connected. Lechura, they are connected. If you look at it from the Svara. So that's what I want you to work on, Shabbos. I want someone to tell me back, what's the Rashba going to say to Halachas Gedolos? But what's beautiful is Baruch Hashem, we were matzil the Baal Halachas Gedolos. Now, what's interesting is, I saw that Rav Nissen Kaplan says this, Shabbos. It's very nice. The truth is, once you know the Pnei Yoshua, it's obvious. Rav Yoel Yoshua read the Pnei Yoshua with the guys after Shir. And then he said in one sentence. He didn't say a whole Shir. It didn't take a whole hour after Shir. He said, oh, now the halachas gedolos makes sense. That's how, if you've been learning for a while, it's obvious. Because once you understand the Pnei Yoshua's idea that the two type the mechayev could be either zon or min, and min means the five minei dagon. So then the moment you're saying that you're following the min simply being there, then you're precluding Ores V'dochen, and that's why it's going to get a shot. It's a beautiful shot, but I don't think you need Rav Nissen Kaplan. It's mamish. Once you read the Pnei Yoshua, it jumps out at you. Jumps out at you, which everybody should have thought this. Now, to the point that I want you on Shabbos to tell me what the Rajba is going to hold. Well, what's the Rajba going to say back? The Rajba, what did the Rajba hold? L'chura, this is a beautiful save on the Baal Chos Gadol. One of the things that I think emerges in learning together over and over and over again is we see that what looks like a difficult shita, if you have the right perspective, could also be a very, very elegant shita. And to the point that the Rishonim that attack that shita, usually the ones who are attacking are the ones that are the hardest to explain. Because once you see things from their perspective, then it becomes absolutely elegant. It's a beautiful, beautiful shot. That's exactly what he's saying. He's saying it's not a min dagon. Rav Nissen Kaplan even adds that the whole Losha Baal Lachas Gadolos is that it's not a min, that it's a min dagon. Everything's dependent on the min dagon. If everything is dependent on min dagon, of course Ores V'dochen is not going to get a bracha, because of course we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Huri. How elegant. A beautiful, beautiful shot. Yes, Daniel, what would you like to ask?
What about the Rif? Why isn't the Baal call it the Rif that you make the Zon HaNoros?
Why does the Bahad?
You don't say that, you say the Zon HaNoros, because what about the Me'ein Dagon? What about that? Or is this Me'ein Dagon? Because the echoes of the Halam,
Right.
Why isn't he all the same thing for it? Like
right, Rif. In a Hanami. See, he also has a different shita, correct. The Rif will have a different shita as well. So in being Masber and Shabbos, you'll also have to be Masber as well, the Rif. Rabbi Osai, do you mind passing a homage? I just want to make a couple of orders. In the Musar on Sunday, Mir Tzashem, I the simple one. The Musar on Sunday, I was asked to discuss Shalom Bayis, so I will. But I just want to point out a couple of psukim in this week's parsha that are important to be aware of, just as psukim and it segues into Shalom Bayis as well.
Did we just have the schedule already? For Shabbos?
Let's take a look at this.